Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, what have we got on the menu today?
Oh, Rick, we just had eggs, bacon, sausage, beautifully cooked by yourself.
Absolutely.
Up here early Friday morning.
Absolute pleasure to have you
thank
here,
thank you for a lovely breakfast, Rick.
It's a pleasure.
And very well cooked.
Thank you.
We got round six of the BLNG this week. Was last week, sorry. Round seven this week. So we've got last week, Rick, Barossa. Some big scores again, as we say each week. Barossa, 21-14, Freeling 6-2. Shillabeer and Rysek both kicked eight, first both best players. And Muster and Koshel were best for Freeling. I mean, another big margin there, Rick.
Well, we've said it before. It's ridiculous.
And we're going to probably keep saying it.
We will, because the stubbornness is that Freeling and Kapunda should get together, but they won't.
Yeah. The game that you did cover, Rick, Gawler Central, 16-15 to Angaston, 9-6. I did tip Angaston. Fisher and Vidal, best for Central. And Corcoran and McInerney for Angaston.
Well, Phil, I know you picked Angaston. I'm not going to have a go at you over it. But the fact is that Angaston are very ordinary. Prior to the season starting, their new coach decided that, you know, this was the year that they were going to get back in the finals. They've missed the finals for the last 2 years. Judged on that performance, they will be a hat-trick because they didn't appear to even start in the first half.
Yeah.
They've got nothing going for them, really.
Rick, I've done a bit of spade work during the week. Jay Shannon, he's out for the year. Got a crook knee. So he's finished, done his knee. And Somerton's had a, now I reckon it was a calf ripped off the bone, so he had that reattached. And so they're not even too sure whether he's even going to play. I mean, it's 35 or 36, whatever he is now. And they're sitting just about bottom. Is it worth the risk?
And well, I would suggest if that's the injury he's got, then at that age, he'd be foolish not to take the whole year off.
I think it's
but
something
they,
like
that. They really have got nothing. There's no their midfield got smashed. Now, Gawler Central have struggled, but their guy, I've predicted they will win a few games. They're not going to make the four, but they're on the improve, and they've got quite a good number of young players. You know, give them another year or so, assuming they don't lose too many along the way.
Yeah. The closest game of the day was at Tanunda. I didn't go to this game, Rick. I was thinking about it. We ended up going up in the hills and watching a good game of footy up there, Birdwood and Gumaraka. But Tanunda, 5-7, must have been probably a bit damp underfoot at the old Tanunda Oval. I don't know. 5-7, lost to Newry, 8-12.
Yeah, I'm absolutely staggered that you, I mean, you're right. Obviously, I was at a different game, but how you can explain the scores other than saying wet conditions, and this is the oval that's just been honky-tonk for the AFL.
Yeah. And
now, work that out.
Yep. Yeah, and there's word I see on the in the paper this week that it is going to be hopefully you know, upgraded to the specifics of the AFL. You know, can't be, you know.
Well, I mean, they're ridiculous scores.
So we got Guilfoy. He was best again, obviously having a good year. I haven't seen him play yet.
He's not a bad player.
And Lockie Earl were the best two for Tanunda. Norton and Laverty were best for Newry.
Norton is always value for money.
Very good,
but going back to Tanunda and Guilfoyle, I mean, and all due respect, he can play. Mm. He's played league football, but he hasn't got a lot of opposition because Tanunda aren't that strong either.
Yeah. Yes, anyway. And the last game was the one that we thought was going to be a massive blowout. Well, it was a decent win. South 18-8. Kapunda 4-2.
That's a reasonable win.
Yeah. No players listed as best for South. I didn't check your Bunyip.
That's because they share them around. They just
sick of writing
alphabetical order.
Yeah. And McKenzie and Mudge were best for Kapunda, which only 4 goals 2. So
did the timekeeper leave early or
no? He stayed for the game and he walked away pretty disappointed, I do believe. But anyway, so this week is round 7, Rick.
I thought he was a realist. I thought he'd be. I thought that would have been as a good performance by Kapunda to get that close.
They didn't. I must admit, they had their big four out basically.
Oh, they
you
did.
Know,
yes,
so,
I know.
That makes it hard. I mean, they're going to struggle anyhow, and with those four out. So Newry versus South. I believe that's the game you are going to cover this week for us, Rick.
I am going to the Newry South game. South will let me make a prediction, Philip, and you laughed at me.
I did.
I think roughly.
Yep.
The two minor round games last year, South beat Newry by I think 10 goals in each of them.
Yep.
And then were destroyed by a shockingly wet Angaston Oval and lost the grand final to them. All will be restored this week when they beat Newry again by at least 10 goals.
10 goals?
10 goals.
We'll write that one down. Okay, I'm tipping South 2 to win, but I don't think it'll be 10. Is that Newry? Newry was pretty hard up there.
What 9.5?
9 goals, 1. Angaston versus Tanunda at Angaston.
Well, that's going... I mean, I'm going for Tanunda.
Same here. Okay,
that's it. Yep, that's it.
Okay,
no worries. I mean, it's two very struggling sides.
We've got two more coming up.
Yeah, I know, but Tanunda will struggle slightly less than Angaston.
Freeling and Central.
Oh, no, Central will win that game comfortably.
Yeah, it's at Freeling, so who knows, but I think Central, I'd have to go with you there.
Yes.
And Williston and Bross are probably the match of the round.
Well, in theory it is, but Barossa will comfortably, even though it's at Williston, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Barossa for me.
Barossa for me too. So we're all the same on those.
Yes.
Kapunda the bye, probably need the bye. So anyway.
There you go. AFL.
AFL. 4 out of 9 for me last week, Rick. A few upsets.
Upsets.
And we've got to be...
Well, I've got to admit it to our good listeners. I got a whole 3.
I've got 4.
Yes, Phil is 2 ahead of me in the tipping contest.
Correct.
But it's early days.
It is early days. We don't win tipping competitions in June, May or June.
Correct,
as we've said. Okay, this week, Rick, we've got Melbourne versus Carlton.
Melbourne easily.
Melbourne for me. That's tonight. Port versus the Hawks. I'll be there.
Port.
Port for me. West Coast Eagles versus Collingwood. Top versus bottom.
That should be a rip-roarer, wouldn't it, eh? Collingwood.
Collingwood for me. Western Bulldogs and Geelong.
Oh,
without any
doubt, the Western Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, wow.
Yeah, yeah,
Geelong for me.
They're a good side, the Bulldogs.
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
Only now and then, though.
I think the problem Geelong are going to have is that some of the wheelchairs are going to get stuck in the mud.
It's that marvel that's under the roof. Gold Coast versus Adelaide.
Their batteries will run out then.
Up in Darwin.
Definitely Gold Coast.
Adelaide, for me, impressed with the way they're playing. Beat Brisbane at home very, very easily, and I had tipped Brisbane.
I would suggest that Gold Coast, with the preparation, having won a very impressive performance in Darwin last week, have been there all week, acclimatised. Adelaide, they're overrated.
Okay. Ooh, big word there. I've sort of, they're almost my second side now.
First time you've ever tipped them in your life.
Yeah, probably is. GWS versus Richmond. Be a good game.
It will be. I think Toby Green's a magical player. He lifts when he has to. He did for his 200th, obviously. Brilliant performance. But Richmond will win.
Ooh, I'm going GWS.
Right.
So three different. And the last one is Essendon versus North Melbourne.
For Essendon.
Essendon for me. Quickly, Rick, I see Rhett Montgomery, ex-Angaston boy, has been named on their extended bench this week. So whether he makes his debut, we'll find out, I guess. But Rhett, a real good footballer, very good overhead mark, halfback flanker type, you know, and back pocket player. Yeah, fair player.
Yeah.
Quickly,
yes.
The mid-season draft AFL was during the week. Port picking up Quinton Narkle from ex-Geelong. Little blonde-headed Aboriginal lad. Can play. 25 years old. Been playing at...
blonde-haired Aboriginal
He's got this blonde hair, yeah.
Oh, you mean he dyes it?
No. Oh. I think he's naturally blonde. Very, very fast. So it'll be interesting to see. He's been playing with Essendon Reserves. Been best most.
Hang on, I've got to go. I'm just going to ring Kenny and suggest that we need a ruckman, not another bloody small forward.
Yeah,
What's
well,
going
we've
on?
Got a small forward.
Gee, that's a good move.
And quickly on that,
hey.
Matt Coulthard.
Hello, Kenny. Kenny.
You got the hotline. Kenny hotline. Matt Coulthard from Glenelg, he got picked up by Richmond. And Mitch Hardy from Woodville West Torrens got picked up by Geelong. Don't know either of those lads, but I mean, pretty exciting for them, you know, playing one week in Glenelg.
It is.
And off they go. And quickly, Rick, Orazio is back in the SANFL this week. No Charlie yet.
To play half a game, Orazio. And as for Charlie, on what, $900,000, he never plays.
No, he has been out. What has he got? A leg injury or some sort of ankle?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, between those two, they don't play many games, do they?
They don't, do they? They must have a good social life together,
eh? They must go out on the, you know, in the town and just sort of take it easy. You know, $800,000 a year. Be all right, wouldn't it?
I reckon on this show about 3 years ago I suggested that the smartest thing Port could have done is trade Charlie when he was worth something. But he's just nearly as injury prone as Fantasia.
Yeah, almost. But better value to Port than Fantasia.
Yes, because Fantasia hasn't played.
Quickly, Rick, rugby. I know you're a big rugby fan. I'm not a big fan myself. I did watch the last half in. It was on in the background, and I was sort of, doing a bit of spade work for this and mucking around, and so it was on in the background. But
well, for all of our good listeners, first of all, you've got to make a separation between the normal home and away rugby league season, as like the AFL, compared with a state of origin. Now, that is a level above. We abandoned state of origin football and state games because clubs didn't want players risking. But the tradition, the history, and it would seem, obviously, the clubs are in favour of state of origin. That is one of the great spectacles. And at Adelaide Oval, that really was the bonus prize. It was truly a great game, and we won't bore anyone with the technicalities. They have what I believe should happen in the AFL, a sin bin.
I agree.
10 or 12 minutes out before the end, New South Wales had got ahead. They've sent, which was a shocking decision, one of the Queenslanders off for 10 minutes in the sin bin. And rather than spit the dummy, because playing a man short, you don't get somebody to replace them.
No.
You play a man
short.
Yeah, I
like that too.
They scored 2 tries, and it was a great game. It really was.
I did watch parts of it, and it was pretty exciting. We're struggling with crowd, but I see there's 48,000 there.
Well, hang on. That's what they tell you there was. I mean, there was a good crowd there, but it's the old story that I think... You know, you exaggerate.
I heard there was a few 2-for-1. They were selling tickets 2-for-1.
And, you know, I looked up in the top, you know, rows of the balcony, and there looked like a lot of empty seats. Yeah. I mean, I think they'd made up their mind that there were going to be 48,000 people there publicise the thing.
But, yeah, I know they were struggling early in the week, and I was going to put my hand up and go and watch it live, and then a few people said it's not quite as good live as you see it on the TV because it's played in rows.
The other thing, which we will run out of time, but they obviously have to bring over their complete camera crews and stuff. The nature, I watched it with a good friend of mine who is a real rugby fan, and I mean
he follows Carlton in the part time.
Well, that's why he's become a rugby man. One of the things that makes it more exciting, I think, on television is that because of the nature of the game, you get a lot more close-up camera work on actual play than you do in the AFL, which has to be on a broader base. But anyway, that's...
And quickly, you want to mention the cricket?
World Series. I mean, the first of Test match.
Yep.
Right, the World Test Cricket match starts on June 7th. Between Australia and India at the Oval.
Yep.
It is really, dare I say, it's obviously two very high-class cricket teams. A one-off game really counts for nothing.
Yep.
And the Australians, I think, are using it as their warm-up match before the real five-match test series starts against England. They're playing Hazelwood, who's played only two test matches in the last 2 years. They're going to give Davey Warner a chance at opening the batting. And the sooner that's over and we get to the real test series, the better. Yeah. And that's just not knocking it. I just don't see a one-off game as being so relevant.
That starts, what, a week or two after
afterwards,
that?
Afterwards, yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
All but good.
I mean, my judgment is that the only way you can truly assess two quality cricket teams is over an extended five-match test series.
Yep.
And I'm even, you know, very question these now three test tours and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Yep, fair enough. You're the cricket expert.
Talking about cricket.
Yes, we were.
The new Australian fast bowler was summoned before Cricket Australia. It is said that he'd kicked an umpire, knocked two batsmen unconscious, and stuffed the stumps down a third batsman's throat. Former fast bowler Dennis Lilly has branded him a sissy.
Well, you can probably answer that. Well, he was pretty tough, wasn't he, old DK?
He was definitely on the field the most verbal competitor that I
so
ever...
He gave you a couple...
He actually suggested where I should go on a couple of occasions.
A couple
was,
you went.
And I was more than happy to go.
Very good.
All right, well, until next week... This is Rick.
This is Phil.